behind tab 13. I also want to seek the council's agreement. I'd like to try to do dogfish today as well. Pull that off of tomorrow's agenda, and that would leave us tomorrow with just monkfish and groundfish. So if there's no objection, after we finish skate, I'd like to try to knock dogfish off too. Okay, seeing none. We'll move on to skates. I'll turn it over to Terry Stockwell.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm looking for Andy.
Ready? Sorry, last time I looked up, you were doing yellowtail and had it on the screen. So I went back to doing what I was doing.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to tee this off for Andy. Behind tab 13, there are three pieces of information. One's a letter from Senators Kerry and Brown and Congressman Frank and Tierney, requesting emergency action to restore the 5,000-pound skate wing possession limit. Second is the skate PDT's reevaluation of the discards and ACL adjustment. And the third is the skate wing and bait fishery weekly reports. As you probably remember, at our September meeting, we requested that the skate PDT reexamine the discard estimates, particularly with respect to the groundfish sector management programs. And We talked about if changes in discarding might enable more of the tack to be allocated landings and reopen the direct fishery. And Andy's got a presentation, and then we'll take questions and see if any motions are going to be put before the council.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. First thing, Karen, could you put up that first the wing TAL plot? Okay, if we can scroll down to the bottom of that, Karen. Okay, the action that precipitated this this request from the council was that one of the accountability measures for skates was triggered in the skate wing fishery on September 3rd when the land needs, which are monitored continuously, reached 80% of the TAL for the skate-wing fishery. And you see that's represented in the blue line, the upper blue line on this chart. Land needs were running well ahead of 2009, which are represented with the yellow line. And so according to the plan, if it appeared that the landings by the end of the year would exceed the TAL, then the regional administrator was requested to initiate action to reduce the possession limit to 500 pounds. And so that's what happened, and the landings are now at 87% of the TAL, rising at a slower rate because the possession limit is, of course, lower. The council requested emergency action to requested the fishery service to look at this issue, whether the fishery would achieve the TAL and optimum yield and adjust the possession limit again through emergency action. We received a letter dated November 15th that the service has looked at that and said that the change would be is unsupported at this time. In the meantime, we heard testimony at the September council meeting that discards had declined in part due to sector management, and the council asked the PDT to reevaluate discards to see whether the TAL could be adjusted because there were fewer discards than previously estimated that there would be. When the final specifications were calculated, we had discard estimates through 2008 and some preliminary estimates through 2009, but those estimates were not used for 2009 were not used in setting the specifications for 2010 because they were in fact preliminary and subject to perhaps some substantial changes. The council asked the PDT to look at 2010 data, see whether there's sufficient justification for adjustment of TAL. The PDT did that and found that there's insufficient data at this time to estimate or project 2010 discards. This is in document three, maybe, of the in tab 13. And we basically need three pieces of data, none of which exist completely. One is audited sea sample data. Second is completed dealer reports, which include state landings. And third are vessel trip reports. These reports come in continuously, but at different rates and at different levels of completion. However, the PDT was able to re-estimate 2009 skate discards. Actually, the PDT didn't estimate them. The Science Center did. They were not reviewed by the PDT and had not been peer-reviewed, however. Nonetheless, applying the 2009 discards to the TAL for 2010, the three-year average rate discard rate declined slightly, which would have allowed an 8 metric ton increase in the TAL, or about 17,000 pounds using the new data. And the PDT recommended estimating the 2010 discards as soon as possible in the spring of 2011 as part of the Plan Safe report, which is due to the council in June. This would allow the PDT to develop recommendations for 2012 and 2013 specifications and possibly, if warranted, an emergency action to adjust the 2011 specifications. That's the end story of the PDT report summary. If you will allow me, I've got a couple other things from a staff perspective that I've been able to do a little bit in the meantime. So, Karen, could you put up the other graph? Okay, this is a little technical, and you don't have a copy. But the main point of this, do we have a pointer, Karen? Right here. This is the discard to kept all ratios plotted by species. There's six species in an unclassified category on here. Four trips targeting skates and not and catching skates or landing skates, incidentally. Four sector vessels in 2009. I want to point out two things with this, and I realize it's a little technical, but you don't need to get into the details here. One is, to come out of this, is that the graph is plotted on a log scale. So one represents an equal number of discards of skates to the poundage that's landed of all species on the trip. So the discard to kept all ratio is 1. You see the averages are about 0.01 in this range. And so there's about 1 pound of skate discards per 100 pounds of landings. It's the way to interpret that. But what I want to point out is that there's a wide variation. These are plotted on a log scale. So each one of these tick marks represents a tenfold increase in the discard rate. So this variation is quite wide, and the problem that we're having is that the data that you compare it with, the landings, or what you would multiply these ratios by, might come from areas or trips or gears that have a high rate. And so you can't just use this alone to estimate discards, although we can do an analysis to determine whether, on average, discards have declined. There is some indication in this preliminary analysis that discards for sector vessels for little skate and winter skate have declined. I can't tell you how much or how much it applies to landings. The discard rate for the other skates have not declined at all, according to this preliminary analysis. As you know, I've been around the stock assessment process and the quantitative estimation of various things like discards for quite a while. And I have two recommendations if you want to monitor catch in real time and move these reference points and limits ahead to a more timely basis. The first thing is we use area allocation tables to match the VTR to the dealer data and assign landings to statistical areas. They're really critical to real-time monitoring and catch. And so my recommendation, we update these tables annually after all the audited data are in. This past year, they were finished in June for 2009. My recommendation is we ask the Fishery Service to update these tables on a quarterly basis, no more than 45 days after the end of the quarter. And they may not match that objective, but it puts it out there to try and achieve that, and that will give us much more timely estimates of discards. Second problem we have with the skate issue is we're using a new survey, and we have not yet applied the calibration coefficients to the ACL framework or the ABC, the TALs, etc. And so we need to have this information peer-reviewed. There's no assessment, whether it be groundfish, assessments for the Mid-Atlantic, that we have yet applied an un-peer-reviewed calibration coefficient to an assessment and reference points. And we need to do this for skates for the next specification cycle. I'm not sure how that peer review needs to get done, whether it's a SAW working group or through the PDT or something, but we need to do this. There are some indications based upon preliminary analysis that I did that there are some size based selectivity of the new survey data for winter skate. I don't know about the other skates. We also have two skates that we don't have calibration coefficients for, so we need some process to arrive at a recommendation on how to handle these issues. So that's the end of my report, and I'll take questions, and thank you very much.
Rip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Andy, this is for 2010 so far as we have landings?
What I have on the screen is for 2009. I've been working with 2010. I have some preliminary analysis done, but it's not ready for review or presentation yet.
Is that going to be completed so there's actually some comparison between 9 and 10? Because that's what I think the council was looking for, seeing some comparison and to see if changes in fishing activities changed the discard rates with skates.
I think it needs a more thorough analysis than I have yet done. It also needs to be applied to the distribution of landings appropriately to estimate discards. And the first part needs more time. The second part needs more data.
Derek?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I have had the opportunity to talk with Andy about some of the data requests that he was talking about, and I'm going to come back to that. But I guess I have a question for you, Andy. Is I hadn't seen this slide here, and given the supplemental analysis following the work that you did with the PDT, can you project the implications to the TAL if we were to propose increasing the landings greater than 500 pounds?
Karen, could you go back to the other slide that you had up? Okay, thank you. You'll see that in the blue line, there's three inflection points in the landings rate in 2010. The first one was when the 20,000 pounds per trip possession limit was in place before the implementation of Amendment 3. The second one from mid-July through basically the 1st of September was what was in place, the landings rate with the 5,000-pound limit. And the third inflection is when the 500-pound limit went into place. So we could perhaps project a landings rate that occurred in July and through August and early September through the remainder of the year. It would most definitely exceed the TAL that exists, but maybe not quite match the total landings for 2009. Now, what would happen? The amendment has two types of accountability measures, actually three. One is an in-season adjustment to the possession limit, and the second is a post-season adjustment to the triggers and the buffers for uncertainty. If the catch exceeds the ACL, then the plan provides that the percent overage in 2010 would be deducted from the allocation in 2012. So if the catch was 6% over the ABC for 2010, for example, the catch target would be 69% of the ABC rather than 75% as it exists now to take into account management uncertainty. The other thing that could occur is that there's also adjustment to that 80% trigger. If the landings exceed 105% or 5% over the TAL, and it's a straight percentage adjustment. So if the landings were 10% over the TAL, for example, then the trigger would then be 70% rather than 80%. Now, you might want to ask, well, what would happen if we had applied the 2009 survey data, if it had been calibrated and available when the SSC last looked at this? We use a three-year moving average, which for the 2010 specifications used the survey from 2006 to 2008. We would drop 2006. We would add 2009. 2006 was a very low value, in particular for winter skate. And 2009, we don't know what that value is on the same basis as the survey conducted with the Albatross. We have some rough estimates based upon some calibration work that have occurred so far. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of what we measure in 2008. So if we had that information, the TAL would have been somewhat higher than we have now, but we don't know by how much.
Anyone else in the council? Nancy?
Did you say something about area allocation tables on a quarterly basis and asking us to put that information together?
I did.
Okay. What exactly did you suggest that be requested of us?
The area allocation tables are an amalgam of the vessel trip report and,
right,
and the
right.
dealer data in a standardized way. I'm trying to explain it so everybody can follow along. And is conducted on an is put together on an annual basis right now after all the data are in and audited. And it's only done once a year. I think it would speed up our catch monitoring if we can do that on a quarterly basis, even if we update previous quarters. And I don't, from what I know about it, it's not going to be that difficult to do.
Oh, well, can I respond? That surprises me because I'm not sure where you got that information from, but Richard and I were just talking about it, and it's labor-intensive. We're dependent on data that is not our data but comes from the states as well. So it actually takes several months for us to go through that process of data quality and control, so that which is why we do it on an annual basis. And so being able to do this on a quarterly basis, I just don't see that as a possibility.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that you go through the same process you do on an annual basis, that all data is checked and verified before you do this, but you have a preliminary area allocation table based upon the data that, and maybe 80 and 90% of the data is already in, at least within 45 days between the vessel trip reports and the dealer reports.
We'll have to talk about that because, I mean, I think we're getting conflicting information here, so we need to sit down with you and talk about that specifically, but I don't see it happening.
You okay, John? Paul Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At our NRCC meeting, we asked that before we do the next spec package in 2011 for skates in 2012 and 13, that we get the the calibration peer reviewed, and there was an indication, or at least an initial indication, that you would do that. First question, are we still on target to get a peer review of the calibration that Andy mentioned before we start the specs this summer? And the second question is, with ACCSP, isn't it easy to get the landings data from the states? Because they're all on AS, from what I understand, ACCSP, you can just get the data right from the online.
That one's easier to answer. The reason that we responded the way we did to the request is that we've just gone through a painful exercise trying to figure out how we can have the AA tables available in time for the winter flounder. Stock assessments are going to happen in June. And one of the stumbling blocks is the state data, that it won't appear until approximately 2.5 to 3 months into the new year. So we're going to wind up having to do an initial set of AA tables without the state data. So having ACCSP out there isn't really helping this process. With respect to the peer reviews, it's the peer review of the age-specific calibration factors, right? Because the others have been reviewed already.
Yeah, length-specific. There are no aging.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't answer that. So I'll have to go back and talk with Paul to find out where he and Russell are on that, and I can get back to the council on that. Okay?
Jimmy?
Yeah, I heard you say you're going to have a problem waiting for landing data for winter flounder. There's no landing data for winter flounder in southern New England.
There is discard data that we need as well.
Sharp. Anyone else in the council? I had a question, Andy. When you went back and looked through all the data, one of the beliefs is that because the 5,000-pound limit didn't take hold until later in the fishing year, that the level of 10,000-pound landings chewed up a significant amount of the TAL. Do you recall what percentage of the landings were chewed up?
Yeah, and it's actually up on the screen. It's about a little over 50%, might be pushing 60%. But in evaluating the data, I presented some of this at the September council meeting with respect to landings rates of skates for sector and non-sector vessels, if you recall. It was apparent that the increase was not just due to sector management, but there was apparent increase in the landings rate, possibly some derby-style fishing behavior occurred to land the skates under 20,000 pounds before a 5,000-pound limit occurred. And you see that the landings in 2009 by mid-July were well ahead and almost double of the 2009 rate, even though the possession limit was the same.
So it looks to me like, looking at that graph, the slope of that blue line, where it moderates, that's where the 500 pounds went in?
The first inflection is where the 5,000 pounds began, right. And the second inflection is when the 500 pounds began.
Okay, so if you look at the 5,000-pound slope, it's pretty consistent with the prior year's landings?
Yeah, slope is about the same as the prior year when there was a 20,000-pound limit, yeah.
Okay. So if we experience a similar rate of landings next year when we start at 5,000 pounds, we would expect the trigger, the 500-pound trigger, to come in somewhere around November, beginning of November? Am I reading it wrong? Assuming that
the TAL remains constant and all other factors remain the same, that's about right. Be about the same as it was in 2009.
I think that's one of the other issues that we've heard from industry is the desire to have a meaningful amount of skates available in the spring for the monkfish fishery. It's a component of the catch in the monkfish fishery. And I know that's at least for a portion of the correspondence that we've had, people are concerned that at a 500-pound bycatch limit, they're considering not even prosecuting the directed monkfish fishery in the spring in the south. So I'm just bringing this point up to say, you know, maybe the 5,000-pound limit isn't going to deliver a resolution for that segment of the industry if we experience similar landing levels or rates.
Yeah, and if you recall our debate in, I'm not sure if it was April or June, the PDT presented a range of options for possession limits, and they range from 2,500 pounds up to 5,000 or 5,100 pounds, and the industry argued for the 5,000 pounds. Based on the technical analysis to use the possession limit to stretch out the fishery through the entire year based upon the landings rates by trip in 2009, the PDT estimated that 3,100 pounds was the correct number.
Yeah, I do remember that. And what's the TAL going to be next year?
We won't. 2011 without adjustment would be the same as in 2010.
Right. Okay. So same TAL. If we experience a similar landing rate, which is that second part of that blue slope, again, we're probably looking at skates going down a 500-pound limit somewhere around the 1st of November, if all things stay similar to this year. Okay. Also bring to Council's attention, we did receive a letter from the regional office concerning the request for emergency action to adjust the wing limit. I don't know if you've all seen that letter. But I guess I can attempt to sum it up. The request has been denied. To date, all projections indicate that the TAL will be reached before the end of the fishing year. In fact, because landings of skate wings have averaged nearly 190,000 pounds per week since the 500-pound possession limit was imposed, we expect the fishery to reach the TAL sometime in late February or early March. Therefore, it would not be prudent at this time to increase the skate wing possession limit. However, we continue to closely monitor the fishery, and if conditions change such that the annual quota is not likely to be achieved under the current 500-pound possession limit, we will quickly take action to increase the possession limit. So that's the response to the request we made at the last meeting. Anything else from the council? Dr. Pierce.
I just need a reminder, with that point made by you, Mr. Chairman, that is the TAL will likely be taken by late February, early March. Once the TAL is taken, what is the consequence of that to the fisheries that will take skates as a continued bycatch? I can't recall.
Turn to Andy or Terry to answer that.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, if indeed, as projected, the TAL is taken by late February, early March, what would be the consequence of that, of the TAL being taken for those fishermen who are out there fishing for brownfish and still catching skate as a bycatch?
There would be no consequence. The 500-pound limit would continue. And if the TAL was not exceeded by 5%, there would be no postseason accountability measure on the TAL. If it exceeded the 5% over the TAL, then in 2012 there would be a percentage adjustment. So if it went over by 10%, there would be a reduction in the trigger by 10%. The future TAL would remain the same, but the trigger would be lower when you apply the 500 pounds.
Okay. So just to restate, the way it looks to my eye is that we're not going to get an emergency action response. That's clear. our PDT tells us that there's no justification at this point based on the data available to them to make an adjustment. And then for next year, based on what I see, we can expect the trigger to be hit somewhere around November and go from 5,000 to 500 pounds. Jimmy?
Is there a possibility to lower that 5,000 to some number that would, you know, 2,000? I mean, I don't know. Is there a mechanism to try to come with somewhere between 500 and 5,000 to try to stretch that out? Do we have that mechanism built in?
We have a built-in mechanism through a specification process for 2012 and 2013. There's always another process to be used as well for 2011.
And it would require another action to adjust that. So, anyone else on the council? Mike wants to change the priorities. Anyone in the audience? Tom?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate the hard work that's been done, but it seems like both, from my view, the PDT and the service kind of missed the original point, which was there's a lot less effort on the ground fish side and a lot less discards. So while the landings might be up, the discards on the ground fish side we would imagine would be substantially less than was estimated, and that discard number was all taken off the top before the TAL was calculated. So the original request was to look into whether that was actually the case, not on a per-vessel basis. There's no reason necessarily to think that on a per-vessel basis you'd see less skate discards. But overall, on the ground fish with reduced effort, we'd see less skate discards, and that percentage would shrink off the top. And I haven't seen the letter from the service, but it doesn't seem to indicate that that is what they were looking into. And that was the original idea for emergency action, which was if we have less effort on the ground fish side, then we'd expect fewer skates landed cumulatively, and we could turn those discards into landings. And at least from where I sit, it seems like we're missing that point. Thank you.
Andy? And to Tom's point, I think it's important to note that the task to the PDT was to look at the assumption of discard rates, but the letter to the service wasn't to look into that issue. Andy?
Just to that point briefly, the way I read it was that you didn't have enough data nor time to analyze or make any assumption of since the sectors went into effect to decide that that discard rate was different from what you assume now. Is that what I understand? Is that what you will look at next year over a period of time?
I think, yeah, exactly. I think, you know, we made assumptions based on past performance, past discard rates, and the wild card here is will fishing in a sector change the discard behavior relative to state to skates? And we don't have the PDT has said they don't have enough data right now to determine that or to quantify it. I think what Andy said is there's an indication that at least on one or two species there's an indication that there's a reduction, but he can't quantify it.
So then we would expect, hopefully by next year, that will be investigated thoroughly, that we may see a change in that. Okay, I would like to just talk about for a minute about the bait skate fishery. You have a 90% trigger in the bait skate fishery, 10 million pounds. You got an 80% trigger in the wing fishery. I don't really understand how that is. It just seems a little odd. The bait skate fishery seems to be a black hole to me. Letter of authorizations are given to boats to land skates under a certain size. It's a bait skate fishery. But these vessels can also land in the wing fishery. But are they actually monitored that those skates are not going into the wing fishery versus the bait fishery. There seems to be a big cloud on that issue, and realistically, there's only a few vessels fishing in the bait skate fishery. Now, I'm trying to get information from NIMS on that, what the landings are in the bait skate fishery, how many vessels are landing in the bait skate fishery. All I can get is there are 104 vessels that have letter of authorization, but how many are actively fishing in it? And from what we can determine, there are very few. There could be as low as 10 vessels. So essentially, you're giving 10 million pounds to 5 to 10 vessels, which is like an ITQ, versus 20 million pounds for 150 vessels. There is a huge inequity in how this bait skate versus wing fishery has been set up. And as we know, it's all put together under one tack. We're all in the same discard. Yet they're at 90%. We're at 80% trigger. They have discards like we have discards. There seems to be very little monitoring on how the bait skate fishery is being prosecuted. I think this needs to be some work, and somebody needs to really look in and see what is landing. How are they landing them? Are these being reported properly? Are they being put into the wing fishery, but yet they have letter of authorization for the bait fishery? So, I mean, it seems that the bait fishery has a lot of skates still to go. They go to 90%. They can still catch 11,000 pounds if you determine that would be fine, 11,000 pounds a trip. But you might drop them down to 1,100. But we go at 80%, we're going to 500 immediately. So there just seems to be a very large inequity in this, and it seems that very few are controlling a large volume of the fish, and we are not in an ITQ or that type of allocation scheme in skates at this time. Down the road, I'm a little nervous how that's going to plan out when we decide we will go to these type of individual allocations. So at this point, you've got a number of vessels that hold a large amount, and you've got hundreds of vessels that have small amounts. So I think that inequity has to be looked at, and I think you need to find out now what's really going on in the bait skate fishery. Where are these skates coming from? Also, the skate fishery for state waters. In the new document, I don't remember seeing the 924 metric tons in state waters before, but now it has shown up lately. Presently, there are state water fisheries going on. Another thing is, can you actually document these landings? Are they state boats? Are they fishing in state waters? Because there are landings of considerable amount coming in through Long Island Sound and Rhode Island, and probably very little in Massachusetts that they say are state fisheries. They're not adhering to any quotas because they don't have to, because the states don't have those trip limits. But something doesn't seem to jive. Those fish should not be there at this time of year. Yet we're seeing some large landings coming in. You're seeing volumes of skates coming into New Bedford, onto the auction from different states. I assume, which would be right, was that all these skates would go on to the overall tack, whether they landed in state waters or not. Once again, there's another black hole. Are those dealers that are getting those skates putting that into the system to show where we're going with it? Is that the reason why our quota, what's left in, with our 500-pound trip limit, is dwindling so quickly, because the states are catching such a large volume? And when we had asked for to increase to a 5,000-pound trip limit, when you ran the numbers, it looked good at first. But it doesn't look so good now, because the quota keeps getting chewed up, and that has to be due to the skate fishery in state waters. So there's a few things that have to be looked at, and the most concerns me is the inequity in the bait fishery versus the wing fishery. Thank you.
Anybody else? Rich?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rich Canastro, Whelan City Auction. I think everyone realizes the economic impact of what's going on with skates, with well over 300 jobs that have been lost in New Bedford and Gloucester, and also on the impact of the import-export deficit in the United States. And the last but not least is the market share, losing market share in France. You know, I've been thinking about it, and the winter skate population increased in 2009 while the trip limits were at 20,000 pounds per trip. There is an increase. We never got shut down, and there was a lot of skates landed, but at the same time, the winter skate increased. So in reality, I'm just thinking, how can a 20,000 pound trip limit hurt the stock at this time when we increased over the years? You know, considering that cart is two stocks, in which I always argued in front of the council that it's one stock and it's two stocks, and Yellowtail are three stocks. You get your Georges, Cape Cod, and Southern New England, and you get your Winter Flounder, and which is a couple stocks. There's seven species of skates. I believe so. I might be wrong, but there's a few of them. And it seems to be that the thorny skate is the big problem. The PDT, if I stand correct, analyzed this and came up with the conclusion that, well, no fishing in the Gulf of Maine or down near Cash's Ledge because the thorny skates are predominant in that area. So my thinking is, why not have a zero possession limit in the Gulf of Maine and separate the areas, Southern New England, Georges Bank, where there's very little thorny skate. We have the same problem, and I'm seeing it now with skates as we did with Days at Seas, and these sectors, these cat shares are supposed to resolve in this discards. And it's only common sense. It's only common sense to turn those discards into revenue instead of throwing them overboard. I think we should take another look at closing that area, zero possession limit, and let the boats fish in Southern New England and Georges Bank. And as we go through this process and as we're trying to learn, we just keep on losing market share. And you know, the Obama administration is trying to increase exports while we're just decreasing them here. Thanks.
Jimmy?
Thank you. I just like to back up what Mr. Canastro said by giving you a little fisherman feedback. In Chatham, we're inundated with skates. We can't even go ground fish anymore without throwing skates over. So I'm not an expert on numbers, but I'd just like to say that it's a shame that we have to go through regulatory discards like we are with the barn door fishery, especially in the winter in southern New England, where we're just pitching them over by the thousands. And then now we're going to have to do it with the winter skates. We really have a skate problem and a dogfish problem, especially outside of Cape Cod. And I just don't want the skate industry to end up like the dogfish industry, where we're like I said, we're inundated with them and we can't fish for anything else. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Walter Barrett, Sea Trade International in New Bedford. I apologize for missing part of the, I guess, your discussions earlier. I thought it was going to take place at 4. I have a few questions and then a few comments. Am I hearing that next year's quota has already been set or recommended that it remain the same?
Yes.
Yes. What data, what scientific data, what year was that based on?
Andy?
The TALs in for this first set of specifications for 2 years were based upon 2006 to 2008 survey and discard data. And the possession limit performance was based upon 2009.
What was an impact study done in the for this recommendation for the 2010-2011 year?
Yes.
Okay. There are some other people on the way here, I know, that plan on testifying. I don't know whether you're going to let them do that later on or whether you're just going to close it.
I mean, we're ahead of schedule today. That happens from time to time. You know, if they walk in the room while we're still under debate and discussion, certainly would love to have them testify.
Okay. Just my comments would be on the economic impact. We've already suffered as a company at SeaTrade, as have Marta Trawling and Eastern Fisheries and Zeus Packing in Gloucester. We're having difficulties. We've already lost space on the airlines allotment because of the lack of skate. And basically, most of us felt that there probably would be some adjustments or increase in the total allowable catch for next year. All I can say is this is very disappointing. I'm not sure that I have a lot of faith and confidence in the numbers that we're hearing on skate. I hope the same thing doesn't happen here as happened with dogfish, that we find out later on that we're wrong. So. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Back to the council. Anyone on the council? Dave Gaethel?
Yeah, I wanted to just mention a couple things based on the public testimony. One is there seems to be a misunderstanding here that the winter skate tack is determined by thorny skates. That's not true. So I just wanted to correct that for the record. And the second was, as I understand it, we set specifications for 2 years. So the only way we could change those specifications is to do another framework. And nobody, given what we did yesterday, we don't want to really go there. But I'll just make the observation that, and I've said the same thing with dogfish, that we should strive for a number that minimizes regulatory discards. And 5,000 is clearly too high for a trip limit because that's a directed fishery, and 500 is clearly too low because everybody's catching 500 pounds, so there must be some element of discarding. And I was just wondering if the PDT had looked at kind of what is a number that is like the average skate landings when people aren't targeting, you know, 1,100 pounds, 1,500, is it the 3,100 you mentioned? What would be a number that would get this fishery at a constant level to go through the year?
Yeah, as you know, the targeting and reliance on skates for proportion of income varies markedly from vessel to vessel and place to place and type of vessel and so on. So there's no one right answer, right, unfortunately. However, based upon the fisheries performance in 2009, the possession limit for the wing fishery that would extend through the year was estimated to be 3,100 pounds.
Okay, so at least in the future, we've got some idea going forward of looking at a number that would maximize retention without creating a directed fishery, and that number appears at this time anyway to be somewhere around 3,100. The last thing I'd say while I get the microphone is that the issue of the bait fishery versus the wing fishery. They're two different fisheries. They fish on two different kinds of skates. The wing fishery is predominantly winter skates, and the bait fishery is predominantly little skates. And so, again, I know there's seven species of skates. I know a lot of people have a hard time differentiating amongst them and things like that, but there is some basis to the way these fisheries were set up, and I just like to kind of have some of these statements corrected for the record so that people who are listening to these tapes in the future will understand that there is, you know, there was some method to the madness here, that we didn't just, you know, carve up the fishery and start handing out pieces to whoever was most favored.
Okay, so just to remind people and people in the audience that weren't here yesterday, when we set our priorities, we did prioritize skate specs yesterday for 2012-2013. So that there's an opportunity there if we want to change the trip limit for the wing fishery, and also to update the potentially update the TALs based on whatever information we get. So we'll start that work this year, but it won't take or next year, but it won't take effect until the 2012 fishing year. Paul Howard.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. One of the speakers alluded to state fisheries, and I was just wondering, since we take state fisheries off the top and we estimated 900 something tons, what are the controls that the states have on skate fisheries? Is it open access with no trip limits, or one of the things we have to be concerned about now that we have ACLs that we weren't concerned about in the past is that whatever, you know, if the states, if we assume a certain state fishery landing and the next year it's two or three times greater, then that comes off the federal quota. So we should pay close attention and work with our colleagues in the states to, you know, to make sure they have complementary measures.
Anyone else on the council? Did you have your hand up, sir? Come on up.
My name is John Vassell. Good afternoon. And I worked for Nabila Foods, which mainly dealt with skate fishing. I've been laid off for 6 weeks in the high hopes that this thing will change and I get some work to do. Now, I'm not an educated man, and I know that one and one is two. But forgive me, I just need to know which door of one of the officials that I will knock to give me a job. I've been out of work for 6 weeks, collecting unemployment, and I was always hoping that this thing would change, but it seems to me that it's gotten worse and worse. And when Mr. Walter from C-Trade asked if they did a study on the impact of the fishing, skate fishing, the impact is that maybe 80% of people that dealt with skate fishing are out of a job. So I'm just saying that Mr. Obama is always promising jobs, and if this is the result of the jobs that we're getting, I just want to leave it up to you. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else in the council? Okay. We'll take a 10-minute break, and then we'll do dogfish.